Well, up to the Gemara, Daf Pei Gimel, Omed Aleph. Meisvei, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the top. But before we see this Meisvei, Pashat have to review in Chaza the last Omed, because it's a Hemshech. The Gemara basically said in the previous Omed, the Machloikas, Tu Amiroim, Rabbi and Rabbi Lozer, how to learn the Machloikas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. There's a hekesh in the pasuk. The pasuk says, the Novi says in Yeshaya, "Osid lovei tizreim k'moy dova." Avodah Zarah will be thrown out k'moy dova like a nida. And then the hemshach of the pasuk is tizreim k'moy dova tzei toim aloi. Get rid of it. So that means Avodah Zarah is like nida. We're comparing it to mirachik ourselves, to distance ourselves like a nida. Now nida has certain qualifications. Nida is mitama b'masa. That means nida is someone is holding a nida, even if it's not directly direct contact through maga, but there's 5 mattresses between the person holding the nida and the nida is 5 mattresses on top, it's metame, the person carrying it. That's metame masa. An additional thing nida has is even misama. Even misama means if a nida sits on a boulder that is either, Toys says, it doesn't move, it's so heavy. It's so heavy that it has no effect whatsoever. The person sitting on it, on the kalim under it, if it 20-ton boulder, and a person, a bird on it, means nothing. So that's one pshat of Eben Mesamet. Rashi learns Eben Mesamet, it's on Yesedos. So it doesn't move the kalim under it. It's on stilts. It's on metal stilts. It's standing up. It's in midair. It's hanging, sitting on something else. So it's not affecting the kalim. That's called Eben Mesamet. But the point is, that's Mishka V'Moshev that Anita has, that's Mesit, and that's Metamet the kalim under it. However, the same pasuk that says we compare Avodah Zarah to Nida, and it would have these tumas. The end of the pasuk says also, Shaketz de Shakzeno. Shaketz de Shakzeno is the lashon of Sheretz. Now Sheretz is only metame b'mago, not b'masa. So that's the machlokes, seemingly starting off, Rabbonon say, that you compare Avodah Zarah to Sheketz, which means it's only metame b'mago, and Rabbi Akiva says you compare it to Nida, which is metame b'masa, and even Eve Mesama. So the machlokes, Rabbah and Rabbi Lozer is as follows. Rabbi says that really everyone agrees that mitam b'masa, because there's a pasuk that says clearly compared to nida. You can't ignore, yes, you want to compare it to sheretz, but you can't ignore the fact that it's compared to nida also. So Rabbi says everyone agrees by masa that it's mitama. The machloikas is ever mesama. That aspect of ever mesama, Rabbi Akiva says mitama like nida, even ever mesama, and Rabbonon say that no, Avodah Zarah is not mitama be ever mesama, because of that aspect, it's like sheretz. On that, the Gemara asked, so sheretz according to Rabbi Akiva is only misham shel, but according to Rabbonon, you're comparing it to nida on the one hand, like masa, and you're comparing it to sheretz that is not ever mesama. Just compare it to nevela, simple hekesh, and nevela has these two qualifications: yes, b'masa, and not b'ever mesama. So the Gemara says, you're right. The reason we compare it to nida is for a different din. In the first teretz of Rabbah, it's leivorin. Leivorin means machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi learns that if you chop off a woman's finger, that's a nida. There's no tumas. There's aver and a chai, but there's no tumas nida on that aver. And so too Avodah Zarah, chulyus, there's no tuma. The Rambam says that's the famous of Chaim Alevi in the Sefer. The Rambam says if you put a woman's finger is inside a cup, so even though tumas toich, usually toich is without touching, a woman is inside a cup, it will be metame, and neither will be inside, it will be metame without touching, tumas toich. But if you put merely your finger in the cup, it's not going to be metame. There's no tumas averin. That's called aver. Aver means a finger. In fact, of Chaim, what do you mean? Anytime you touch something, tumas maga, it's also only the finger. Why is it tumas averin when you touch something? And why is it not tumas averin when you put something in the cup? Zok b'chaim gevaldig yisoid. That when you touch something, so it's really the whole body is touching it. Just it's avekestel through the finger. But tumas maga is the ganze kerp, the ganze goof. Just my finger is the one that's avekestel that's doing the mais and the gear. But it's called the goof touching. Mashenget tumas toich, you only look at what's befoiled inside the cup. What's in the cup? A finger. So melet ain't tumas evarin. And that's the difference between tumas toich and tumas maga, where over here the stak and not tumas evarin. The Ravitz says a nupshat that mishkov, usually mishkov means sitting on something, your whole body weight. So the chiddush of tumas aver that there isn't is that if you only have a small part of your body, an aver, that doesn't substantially change it, the mishkov, so that would not have a tumas aver. So that is the first teretz of the Gemara. But the Gemara had a problem with that teretz. Rami bar Choma, Rav Choma bar Guya asked the kasha later, we'll see him pay Gimel on the base, that does Avodah Zarah have a din of aver or not? L'chayr, from here, you can prove that according to Rabbanan, it doesn't. Only Rabbi Kiva, l'chayr, you can prove from here that it doesn't have levarim, because that's what we're saying now. According to Rabbanan, it's compared to Nida only to tell me ain't a levarim. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara, you're right. Rav Chaim Bar Goy, you ask according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, we never said ain't a levarim. According to Rabbi Kiva, you use Nida for something else. You use Nida to tell me that it's metam be'evim b'sama. You're not telling Nida to tell me ain't a levarim. That was the first Eretz. Rabbi Loza says no. By Evan Misama, everyone agrees that it's not Metama. Even Rabbi Kiva, it's not Metama. The Machlokes is Gufa by Masa. And whatever we said before in Rabbanu, we're going to ask down Rabbi Kiva. Meaning, Rabbi Kiva holds it like Nida, that Nida is Metama by Masa, so to Avodah Zarah. And Rabbanu say it's only like Sheretz. And Sheretz is not Metama by Masa, only B'maga. And that's why Avodah Zarah is only B'maga. So Sheretz remains the same way. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's only Misham Shel. According to Rabbanu, why is it like Nida? Because neither ain't a levarim, afa v'dizor ain't a levarim. That part stays correct. But according to Rabbi Kiva, why is it iskas lenida? It's lenida only to tell me it didn't masa. But le'olam ever misam, it's not. So according to Rabbi Kiva, we're asking be makashit nevela. Nevela is the qualification of masa, yes, and ever misam and not. Gemara says you're right. So why is it telling me neither that it's ain't a levarim? So Ibazoi Rav Chomi Baguya's question, if Avodah Zarah has Evarim or not, be poished, Bein Rabbanon, Bein Rabbi Kiva, there's no Evarim. So according to whom is he asking this? Answer the Gemara, Rav Chomi Baguya holds like Rabbah, like the first heir to the Gemara, that the Machlokes is ever Mesama. And Memela, according to him, Rabbi Kiva never used needed to tell me not Levarim, but rather needed was that it's Metam ever Mesama. So according to him, he asked the Kasha. That's what we got up to yesterday. Zok the Gemara, Meisvei. 10 lines from the top, Pei Gimel and Aleph. Avodah Zarah kesheretz. State clearly in the Braisa, Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz. Umesham Sheol kesheretz. Before we said the Mesham Sheol like a sheretz, that it's not metama only b'maga. But now we're saying Avodah Zarah is also kesheretz, that it's not metama b'masa. So Rabbi Kiva argues on that, and he says, no, Avodah Zarah kenida. Avodah Zarah is like nida, and it's metama more than merely mago. Umesham Sheol kesheretz. Umesham Sheol indeed is like sheretz. So that's mamish like the second teretz of the Gemara, like Rabbi Loza. Bishtam el Rabbi Loza nicha, because that's what he said. Ever mesame, everyone agrees that it's not metame. The machloekis is by masa. Rabbi Kiva says it's like nida that's metame masa, and Rabbanon say it's like sheretz. Well, that's what it says over here. If nida is like a sheretz, or nida is, I'm sorry, if Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz, or Avodah Zarah is like a nida, that's this teretz. So Bishtam el Rabbi Loza nicha, ela le Rabbi Kasha. Rabbi learned that everyone agrees that's metame masa. The machlokes is ever mesama. Well, here it says clearly, Avodah Zarah kesheretz according to Tanakama. Avodah Zarah kesheretz. That's not according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, nobody says that Avodah Zarah is only like sheretz. That means it's only metam b'magid. The machlokes wasn't ever mesama. Masa, everyone agrees that it's metama. So it's fair in the first eretz. Zog demor el Rabbah kasha. Omalach Rabbah. So Rabbah's going to answer. Mi'alim b'masnisin. The katoni eitz of avon of afogam metam kesheretz. We brought the Mishnah in the start of the sugya, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Mem Zayin. Over there it says, by the sugya of Beis, Somach Avodah Zarah, and Nofal, and the Mishnah finishes off, Avono ve'etz of Afor of Metamik Gesheretz. Shenem Shakat Sakzeno. From there we asked in Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said that no, Avada Tizem Kumaydova, and Sheretz is only to tell me that it's Legabi de Misham Shel. But it says clearly it's like a Sheretz. So what does that mean? We explained Sheretz to mean that it also has an aspect of Sheretz. According to Rabbanon, according to Rabbi, the aspect of sheretz means that it's not metame be'evim misama. And according to Rabbi Kiva, that's all, and that's what it means. According to Rabbi Kiva, no, sheretz is only misham shel. So Zokti Gemara, so the same way we asked from the Mishnah, that it says kesheretz, v'ukimnon, we answered, my kesheretz, dole metame be'evim misama, that according to Rabbanon, and according to Rabbi, the machlokes was, kulam alei pligi, that's metame be'masa, the machlokes is evim misama. That it doesn't have the din of the boulder, of the evim misama, or the evim al-gabi yusayit is according to Rashi. And that's the whole aspect of sheretz. We're only comparing it to sheretz le'inyan that it doesn't have the tumas evan mesama. So chanami deloy metame be'evan mesama. Lo'olam, it has a tumas masa. It's not like sheretz that's only metame be'maga. But rather it means that it's not metame be'evan mesama. And le'inyan that only we compare it to sheretz. Zrek de gemore meisvei. We learned in the braisa. Nochri v'nochris. If you have a goy and a nochris, avodah zarah u'mishamsheho hein v'loy ha-seiton. It says in the Braisa that they are tomei v'loy ha-seiton. Meaning, if they carried something, they're not going to become tomei because of tumas hesed. Now, usually, hesed means that the tomei is carrying something that is tahar. So the person is mesed, the tomei is being mesed, he's carrying something tahar, that's called tumas hesed, a nida, a zov, that they're mesed, they're moving, they're carrying, even indirectly, without maga, that's called hesed. Over here we're saying now hesed means, like we understood all along, tumas masa. Tomorrow say it, later going to change. But right now we understand hesed to mean tumas masa. That means a tahar is carrying the tomei, either the avodah zarah or the nida. So it says over here in the Braisa again. Meis vein nochi v'nochis avodah zarah v'misham sheho. Avodah zarah and the misham sheho. It's hein v'lo yaseiton. They are tomei, but not hesetan, meaning not tumas masa. There is no tumas masa by avodah zarah. Black and white. There is no tumas masa. That means if a tor carries the avodah zarah, indirectly, there is no tumas masa. That's what loya seitan means right now, and that's rabbanon. Rebbe Kiva Oimer that no hein ve seitan that nochi the nochas avodah zarah nemisham sheo have a tumas masa. They are tomei and the seitan are tomei also. That means if someone carries them, that person becomes tomei, like a person would be masa on a zov. So to over here will be masa on avodah zarah. Avodah zarah has a din of a nida. So Zok Gemara, the same kasha. Bishlomo l'Rabbi Lozer, Bishlomo Kong to Rabbi Lozer, that learned that the machlokes of Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Kiva and Chachomim was, is there a tumas masa by avodah zarah or not? That's the whole machlokes. The question wasn't ever misamo. Rabbi said, everyone holds there's a tumas masa. The question is ever misamo. But Rabbi Lozer says the machlokes is that avada is no ever misamo. The machlokes is on masa. So we have over here the machlokes on masa. Meaning, V'loya seiton means there is no tumas masa, and Rabbi Kiva says hein ve seiton is a tumas masa. So bishlam Rabbi Lozer nicha. That's mamish this brisa. The machlokes of Chum and Rabbi Kiva is in this brisa. Of Avodah Zarah has a tumas masa or not? Ela l'Rabbi that says that according to Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva, they both agree that there is a tumas masa. The machlokes only in Eben Misama. Over here it says clearly in the brisa hein v'loya seiton there is no tumas masa. Zokmo ela l'Rabbi kasha. And to the Gemara, Amalach Rabbah, this whole brisa be'etzem is shver. This whole brisa you have to learn differently. Why? V'letameich, if you're going to learn this brisa poshet, state in brisa, nochi v'nochis. It says nochi v'nochis. So you're going to tell me, nami, hein v'lo yaseiton? You're going to tell me there is no tumas masa by a nochi v'nochis? They don't have a tumah like a zov? That if a Torah carries them, that Torah becomes tomei? V'atanyi, we learned clearly in the brisa state. Dabra b'nei Yisrael, it says, Daba b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael metamim b'ziva. Dafka b'nei Yisrael have a tumas ziva. Ve'ein nochi metamim b'ziva. However, even though midrash is no tumas ziva, ava gozu aleyen she'kezovin l'chol divreyem. It says clearly that a nochi and nochis are metamim like a zov. That means they have a tumas masa. So when it says nochi v'nochis, hein v'lo yaseitan, you can't take it at face value, this brisa, that it means there is no tumas masa, because nochi and nochis have to have a tumas masa. Otherwise, l'inyan, what do we say? They're like a zov. Zok Rashi, the Eloi mitame ela b'mago, so my kazovin lemi k'tamei mesim. Why does it say that nochi is like a zov? Let it say it's like a tamei mes. That's only time b'mago. The fact that it says like zovin, there is a tumas masa, no question. So how do you understand hein v'lo yaseitan? Elo must be that you have to learn up the brisa as follows. And Rabbi metaz tamei and Rabbi Lozer metaz tamei. Zok demor ela Rabbi metaz tamei. Rabbi is going to answer the brisa. The machlokes of b'kivan chum is as follows, meaning Avada Evan agrees that the machlokes is legabe mitumas Evan misama, and not legabe tumas masa. Evan holds the tumas masa. How do you understand this brisa to mean Evan holds the tumas masa? As follows, nochi v'nochis hein ve'seiton, meaning that nochi and nochis have a din that they are tomei and has seiton. If an Adam Torah carries them, there's a tumas masa. Ve'evan misama shelahen. And they also have a din of Evan Misama. The Nochi and Nochis have all the Chumras. Sai Hein, Sai Yaseiton, Tumas Masa, and Sai Evan Misama. That if they sit on a boulder or they sit on a stone, all Yasetis, like Rashi says, the Kalim under it become Tomei. Why? Because since we said that Nochi is Kazov L'chol Divreyim, so Melech has all the dinim. It even has din of Evan Misama. Avoid the Zoga, according to Rabbi, he's going to say as follows. He, Vehaseita. Meaning, the Avodah Zarah itself is going to be Tomei, Veheseta. Veheseta means if someone, it has a Tumas Masa. If a Torah carries it, the Torah becomes Tomei. But according to the Rabbanon, not Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi learns the Machlokes, Rabbanon, Rabbi Kiva, is an Eved Misama. Avaloi Eved Misama lo. Aved Zora will not have the din of Eved Misama. Only Masa, not Eved Misama. Rabbi Kiva Oymen, no. Aved Zora, it's going to be that has a din of Eved Misama too. He Veseit of Eved Misama Shalom. It has the Chumras of Eved Misama too. Like we learned before in the Gemara. And Rabbi Loza, Metatsame, Rabbi Loza is going to learn this Braisa, Lishitosoi, that a Machlokes Chum and Rabbi Kiva is Legavi Tumas Masa, as follows. Nochi v'nochis, hein v'seiton v'ever misamishlen. Nochi v'nochis is like a Zov, that means for all aspects. It's a Zov that is Tumas Masa, and also the din of ever misama. However, it's Hivaloy Seito, meaning it itself is Tomei, but Loya Seito. If a Torah carries Avodah Zorah, that moving of the Avodah Zorah indirectly, that Heset is not going to have a Tumas Masa on the Avodah Zorah, according to the Rabbon and the Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva Oymer, no. According to Rabbi Loza, that's Machlekes. Doesn't have a Tumas Masa. The Rabbi Kiva Oymer, Avodah Zorah, Hive Heseto. The Avodah Zorah is Tomei, and also someone who carries it will become Tomei. The Heset, meaning the Tumas Masa. That's how the Gemara answers this price. Frek the Gemara, Mask of Ravashi. If you're telling me that this braisa that says as Satan means Tumas Masa, Fregdemor, Ebezoi, Masa Ravashi, my Hain. The whole Lashon Hain is out of place. Because Avada, they are Tomei. They are Tomei. If they wouldn't be Tomei, then there wouldn't be a question Bichlal of the Torah carrying them would become Tomei. The whole question of Tumas Masa is only after they are Tomei. If they are Tomei, then what's Bichlal the need in the Gabi Tumas Masa? So it should have just said, Avodah Zorah, the Hesed is not Tomei, and Rabbi Kiva said the Hesed is Tomei. What are we saying, Hain? The whole Hain is out of place. Zog Rashi. Maskev Ravashi, my Hain. I Rabbi Rabbi Leza Hesed Ebrais Eloshen Masa Mashma. If Hesed doesn't mean like the regular type of Hesed, usually Hesed means that the Tomei is carrying something. But Hesed was saying the Torah is carrying the Tomei. He's being Masa. So, if it means Lashon Masa, Shesita Acher in the Hainu Masa, my Hain ve Satan. Hain ve Loya Satan, the Ketoni. My Hain ve Satan, ve Loya Satan, the Ketoni. Ben Lekiva, Ben Rabbonon, Ila Memet, the Hain Atzman Tmein. If you tell me that they're Poshet, it's Poshet there, Tomei. Pshita. Dita Hermeim, Hetzim Nolu. Hoki by Lifluge. Avedizoga, Eina Seta Tomei. According to Rabbonon, Avedizoga doesn't have a Tumas Masa. And Abekiva, me Seta Tomei. So we're bothered with the whole Maska of Ashi, the whole Lashon Hain is Shver. According to Rabbanon, it should have just said, it has a Tumas Magen, not a Tumas Hesed. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it has a Tumas Hesed, meaning Maso. El Omer Ravashi, a new Taich, Hochi Komar. You have to learn the Brice as follows. Nochi v'nochis, that we said, that has a din Zov l'chol devreim, it means, bein a new Taich in Hain, and a new Taich in Hesed. Bein Hain shesitu es acherim, sai, if they are mesit others, meaning, what we usually understand Hesed to mean, that the Tomei is carrying something tar above him, is moving the tar. That's called Hein Shasitis Acherim, Uvein Acherim Shasitu Oison. And Sai Acherim that amazed them, that moved them, which is Masa. So this price is saying both directions of Tumas Masa. Sai Tumas Masa that the Tomei is being carried by the tar, and Sai Tumas Hesed where the Tomei is carrying a tar. And that's the real usual understanding, the regular understanding of Hesed, that the Tomei is carrying a tar. And that's what we're touching the Braisa. Zog the Gemara, Elom Ravashi Ochi Komar, Nochi V'Nochis, Ben Hein Shesit Es Acherim, Sai, if they are Mesit others, meaning the Tomei is carrying the Torah, Uvein Acherim Shesitu Oison, or the Tohar is carrying the Tomei, that Masa is Tmeim, meaning that just like a Zov is Metame, the Tohar, Sai, if he's Mesit the Torah, Sai, if the Torah is Mesit it, it doesn't make a difference. By Azov, we learn Kol Anoisa Al Gabi Azov, meaning that it doesn't make a difference if it's Tachtov, if it's above him. Either way, Azov is El Yoinish Azov and Tachtoinish Azov. Hesed works both ways, meaning Masa and Hesed. So too over here we're saying that Nochi and Nochis have a din of Azov. Bein Hein Shesit Zacherim, Bein Achem Shesit Oison, Sai if there is a Tumas Masa on the Nochi Nochis, if they're being carried, and Sai if they are being Mesit, if they are carrying someone else. It's Tmei, no, make that Torah person Tomei. However, that's only by Nochi Nochis, we have a special thing like a Zov. Avoid the Zorah Shesit Acherim, however, Avoid the Zorah, that is Mesit others, meaning that Avodah Zarah is esitas acherim. Avodah Zarah is mesit others, meaning that Avodah Zarah is carrying above him someone that is tahar. Avodah Zarah is the mesit, the regular type of mesit. So it's tahargin. Because we're saying that Avodah Zarah has a heker somewhat like sheretz, and just like sheretz is namatama, neither beva misama, and neither by Heset either. Sheretz doesn't have a din that if it moves something else, that things becomes Tomei. No, only Mago. It does. A Sheretz doesn't have Emma Misama. A Sheretz doesn't have Heset. So too Avodah Zarah is Hesitas Acherim will be Torin. However, the other way around, when it's Tumas Masa, V'Acherim Shesitu Oiso, if a Tor is carrying Avodah Zarah, even if it's indirectly, if it's moving Avodah Zarah, then Tomeim, then the Torah becomes Tomei. That's Gufa, how we compare it to Nida. We said that just like Nida is a Tumas Masa, so Avodah Zarah is a Tumas Masa, that means the Torah that carries the Tomei. Torah that carries Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has it in Tumah like Nida. And that's where Avodah Zarah is different Nochi V'Nochis. Nochi V'Nochis, it works both ways. Side Tumas Hesed and side Tumas Masa. And Avodah Zarah, it's only Tumas Masa, not Tumas Hesed. However, Misham She'o, is it doesn't make a difference both ways. There's no tumah. Bein hein shasitas acherim. Sai, if the meshamsha Avodah Zarah are carrying, lifting, moving indirectly someone else, that's tar. Bein acherim shasitu oison, or others are mesit them, which is masa, tahorin. There is no difference by meshamsha Avodah Zarah. It's less than Avodah Zarah itself. There is no tumas masa, and of course there's no tumas hesed. That is Rabbono Shita. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Zokta Vashi, Rabbi Kiva says, no. Nochi v'nochis have a din like a zov, and also have a zov has a din like a zov. Meaning, ben ein shesitas acherin, ben acher shesitas oison, that it works both ways. There's a tumas masa, and there's a tumas hesed. There's a tumas masa, that if the Avodah is being carried by a Torah, the Torah becomes Tomei. And there's a tumas hesed, that if the Avodah is moving and carrying someone that's Torah, that person becomes Tomei. So it works both ways. Bein hein shasitas acherim and acherim shasitas oison. That's taichin hein and eseton. Sai v'tz hesed and sai v'tz masa. However, Misham Sheho, Rabbi Kiva agrees. Bein hein shasitas acherim and acherim shasitas oison tohoirin. Because we learn, like sheretz, that it's memayit in ganzen, Misham Sheho, from any tumas masa. And for sure not tumas hesed. So it comes out, it was saying now, that the machloekes of Bekim Rabbanon is, does Avodah Zarah have the choymer of Tumas Hesed, like a Zov, or does Avodah Zarah only have a Tumas Masa like Nida, and not a Tumas Hesed? So now the Gemara says, practically speaking, how could an inanimate object like an Avodah Zarah be mesit something else, move something else? It's inanimate. How could Bishleim Tumas Masa can have? A Torah can carry an Avodah Zarah. Okay, you have 10 mattresses, you have a Zorah on top of it. But how could have a Zorah, a Pesel, be Mesit, move, and carry a Torah? So, Gdemora, Avodah Zarah, Bishlam Achem, Shisitu Oiso, others, Tahoirim, can be Mesit it, Mishkachaslo. Meaning, Adam Torah carries Avodah Zarah indirectly. It moves it. Elo, he Shesit Zachem, how could you have an inanimate object like a Zorah be Mesit others, move a Torah, Hechem Mishkachaslo? How could a Dovah Doimim be Mesit something else and move something else? And to the Gemara, Omar Rami, Breder of Yeva, we find Avodah Zarah could be Mitame Behesed. You know where? Could it turn out like we find the following Braisa? Hazov Bekav Masnayim. If let's say you have a Zov that's sitting on a scale, V'oichlinu Mashkin Bekav Ashnia, and food items on the other side of the scale. Now, if that Zov is heavier, Koga Hazov, what happens to the scale when one side is heavier? It tips, it lifts, it raises the other side of the scale. So that's called moving the other side. So Koga Hazov, if the Zov is heavier and it raises the Oichel Mashkin, so then that's called being Mesit the Oichel Mashkin. So then Tmein, the Oichel Mashkin become Tomei because the Zov has a Tumas Hesed that if it lifts something else, it becomes Tomei. However, Zokta Gemara, on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Koru Hein, if let's say the opposite took place, if the Oichlin and Mashkin are the ones that are Kora, that are heavier, and they're going to lift now the Zov, so then Tahirim, then the food is not going to become Tomei because of the Zov that is so to speak, resting on it. The Zov is elevated because of it. No, that's not going to have a din of Mishkav and Moishav. Now,
before we see Rashi's two kashas on the Abi Da'ochin itself, the Gemara's raya is, here we see a precedence, how it's shaykh for an inanimate object to be mesit, to lift something else. We asked, how could an Avodah Zarah be mesit? It could be masa. Someone could lift it, but how could it be mesit something else? How could it lift or move something else? The teretz is with the scale. Just like we find over here with the scale, that a zov is machriya, the oichel mashkin. If it's heavier, it has a din of a koraz of tmein, that the zov has a din of being mesit. So to Avodah Zarah can have a din of being mesit. It can lift in the echatimtze where it's on a scale. That is the Gemara's raya. Now Rashi Bavon's two kashas over here. We said that korahein, if the oichel mashkin is heavier than tahorin, they remain tar even though the zov is lifted. So Rashi Bavon's number one, the fact that the zov now is lifted and it's elevated because of the oichlin, let the oichlin be considered like a mishkav and moishav of the zov. And the mishkav and moishav of the zov should be metame the oichlin. It's like the medrash of the zov. So Rashi know, because kol shazov nisa olav tar chutz min agoy lemishkav and moishav. If it's meant for mishkav and moishav, then tak it's metame. But other kelim and oichlin, then are not metame mishkav and moishav, because mishmiyuchad l'shivi yodzeh shoymi yamad v'nasel machtenu. Since a scale is meant for a scale, it's not meant for a zov to sit on. So it's not going to be metame mishkav and moishav, because that's not what the purpose of the scale is. So mele, there's no tumas medrash of the zov, the fact that the oichel was mesit and lifted the zov. No, the fact that it lifted it is not going to make it a mishkav and medras of the zov. And vayta zog Rashi, v'le mahava afilu rishon l'tumah machmas masa zov. Maybe the oichel mashkin should be considered a rishon because of masa zov. It's lifting a zov. We know there's a tumah masa by zov, so now the oichel should be like a person that's lifting a zov. Zog Rashi, no, that's not going to help her either. Why? Because the chiksi masa zov ba'odem ksiv, that's only by a person. An odem that lifts a zov has a din of masa zov. Va'noisa oisom, like we learned in the sugi before, nochiv and nochiv avad zov, shesitum achegim, tmeim, ba'odem kamrinon. But stamazoi, for oichel and mashke be considered that it's masa zov, that it's noisa the zov, that's not going to become and make it that it becomes a rishon l'tumah because of the tumah's masa. So that's why hein shekoru hein, if the oichel mashkin are lifting the zov, then they're going to remain tar. So Rashi, neither tumah's medras mishkav moishav and neither tumah's masa of the zov. So the last Gemara continues. Kaman ozla hadatanya. The following brisa says kol atumah hamesitois, meaning all tumas that are mesit, that tip the scale on a maznayim, that are mesit, that move, tumas that move other things on the kaf maznayim, or an odom tome that's mesit, that's lifting a tar, tohiros, the person on the other side of the scale, or the thing that's being lifted, is not going to become tome, it remains tar. Meaning there is no hesit. Chutz meseta shalzov, the only thing that is a tumas hesit, not tumas masa, tumas hesit, that the tummy is on the bottom and it's lifting something else, or the scale that's lifting something else when the scale goes down, is only by Zov. Shalomitzinu lechover, we don't find any precedent somewhere else, b'cholatarikula, that is a din of hesed, that it can move something else indirectly and be metame that item. So who is that like, that kolatumeis amesitois are tahoros only heseta shel Zov? It can't be like Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Rabbi Akiva, we just finished saying that Hesetai of Avodah Zarah is like a Seta Shel Zov. That Avodah Zarah can also have a din of Heset and lift someone Tar. Zakmara, the Rabbi Akiva, Ikanami Avodah Zarah. We said Avodah Zarah is Matame Beheset. Hein Vesetan. Zak the Gemara, no. I feel a tame Rabbi Akiva. You can say this Bryce is like Rabbi Akiva. When we say only Zov, it means ton of Zov. V'chol de domile, ein chenami, a mace is not a zov, but a zov or a nida or avodah zarah, which we compare to a nida, will have the din of tumas hesed, and ein chenami, it will be metame be'hesed, it will be metame something else when it gets lifted through it, when it gets moved by a scale, or when it gets lifted. So if the avodah zarah or the nida or the zov are mace, it's something else, it will taki be metame that thing, the item that's tar. Unlike other tumas, will not have that din. If you have a tome mace, a mace itself is not going to be metame behesed on something else. We'll stop over here by the Gemara. Boy Rav Chama Bar Guya.
Pei Gimel Amid Beis, a few lines from the top.